That study of Din and Mishpat, and in this context, we'd like to know what is the meaning of Lifnim Mishuras HaDin. How do we understand that gedder? This is a sugya in Elul Metzias on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, and the Gemara derives from a pasuk that there's something called Lifnim Mishuras HaDin, beyond the letter of the law. And let's begin with a pasuk in Dvarim, V'asisa HaYoshar V'atov B'Eini Hashem. The Ramban says, Al Derech HaPshat Yomar, Tishmeru Mitzvos Hashem V'edosov V'chukosov, Utechavin basiyoson lasos hatov ayosher bienov bilvad. A person should observe the mitzvos, and those fit into categories. There's edus, there's chukim, but in any case, when he observes these mitzvos, he should have in mind this vasisa yoshev hatov. In that sense, the Ramban sees vasisa yoshev hatov as an overall umbrella chiv, a general chiv, a mitzvah klolis. Uleman yitav lecha, the pasuk here says that there's avtocha from Hashem, that if we indeed fulfill His mandates and we do the tov that Hashem recognizes as righteous and good, yitav lecha, ki Hashem meitiv latovim ulisharim belibosom. However, now the Ramban quotes a Medrash, which Rashi quotes also here in Chumash Dvarim, Hayoshev Atov Zu Pshara Lifnim Mishuras HaDin. And the Ramban says, HaKavona B'zeh Ki Mitchilo Amar Shetishmar Chukosav Eidosav Asher Tzivcha, meaning that which is clear-cut, objective, legislated and mandated. V'atoy Omar Gamba Asher Lotziv, go beyond that which Hashem commanded you. V'tein dat cholasos hatov ayoshev yenov. Now you have to derive from the chukim and the edos, from that which is obligatory and objective, derive answers to questions that will come up from time to time, and know what the proper righteous response is, even if it's not mandated explicitly. There's no black and white. You derive principles by analyzing the mitzvos that we have, the tzivuyim that are objective, and try to find the underlying rules. And that's going to give you the ability to fulfill asiyas hatov vayosher. And the reason is, ki hu oev hatov vayosher. Hashem loves good and righteousness. V'zein gadol, the Ramban says, we're talking about something of major significance. And the reason for that, says the Ramban, is it's impossible for the Torah to address every single question, how to behave and how to respond in every single circumstance. It's impossible for the Torah to spell out, to enumerate every single case and every situation that might arise. The Torah gave you the principles, the main, shall we say, the framework. Kigon, he gives a number of examples that teach us how we have to behave and interact with other people. Oselech Rachel, which is the source for the Yisur Achilus, the Yisur of Lashon Hara, Lo Sokum, Lo Tikom, Lo Tiktar. Not to take revenge, Lo Samen Al Dam Riacha. We have to do the maximum that we can without sitting idly to save a person or protect a person. Lo Sakal Cheresh, Mipnei Seva Tokum, Chayotze Bezeh, Chazar Lomar Bader Klal, Shiyasa Tove Yosha Bechol Dovar, Achi Kones Bezeh, Hapshara, Vilifnim Mishuras HaDin. Ukigon, what would be an example of Lifnim Mishuras HaDin? Mashis Kiru Bedina Devar Metzra. We have a person who's a matzron, he owns a piece of property next door to yours and you want to sell it. He, the neighbor, should get first rights to buy that property. The afilu masha amru, pirko na, v'diburo benachas im abrios. All that, the way we behave, the overall way we present ourselves and speak to people, and respond to situations. All this should be within the context of Asisa Vayosher Vatov. It's the overriding general umbrella mitzvah. Ashikari b'chol inyan tam v'yoshar. Till a person will be called by others a perfect person, a righteous person. This is the Ramban in V'yasisa v'yosher v'atov. The Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Shechinim adds a few words there with regard to Bar Metzra. He says, Shetoraseinu atmima nosna betikun midos ha'odam anagasa b'olam klolim. With regard to the righteous attributes that a person has to inculcate into his personality, the Torah gave us general rules. For example, Bamiras Kidoshim Tiyu. We have to be sanctified in the way we live. Vakavana, the Gemara tells us that what does Kidoshim Tiyu mean? Kadesh Atzmecha V'mutalecha. So once again, what we're doing is we're going beyond the strict letter of the law. He's not violating an Isur, but he wants to live a life of sanctity, of Kedusha. V'kein Amra V'asisa Yosher V'atova Kavanah Shisnaig Manhaga Tov V'yisharim B'nei Adam. Which means that again, we have to imitate Yashrus and Tov in everything that we do. And V'lo Yemin Aroi B'chol Zeh L'tzavos Pratim. The Torah did not find it necessary to go into details about every scenario and every situation. L'fi Shemitzvah HaTorah Heim B'chol Eis V'chol Zman B'chol Inyan. And therefore the Torah had to give us general guidelines and midos so that we understand how to respond to situations as they transpire, as they arrive. And Chachamim Zal Kosvu Ktsas Pratim, the Chacham will spell out a limited amount of details, and we'll see that those Pratim Noflim Tachas HaKlolim, they are extensions or applications of the general rules. Umehem sha'asu asom kiddin gamur. He says, amongst these details, sometimes the Chachamim will legislate them as absolute requirements. They're obligatory. Umehem, but others fit in a different category of l'chatchila. This is the way that they recommend, they advocate that we behave. Then he has a third category, der chasidus, where a person is super pious. He goes really beyond. And all this we should derive from the Divrei Chachamim to indicate how to classify each din, each situation, and the response to occurrences. And he quotes here, to finish this off, the Chazal and Avodah Zarah that say that Chavivin Divrei Dodim Yosef Miena Shel Torah. The words of the Chacham are even sweeter than the sweet wine of the Torah itself. Shenema ki tovim dodecha miayin. And dodecha is a reference to the Chachamim. So what we have here, both in the Ramban and the Magid Mishnah, is a mandate that's general in nature, but becomes very specific as situations arise. And these are overall rules that govern our lives and regulate the way we live in every single detail. Now the phrase Lifnim Mishrus Adin can be found not only as we saw in Rashi and the Ramban, but also it comes from the Gemara itself. And the Sugim Bab Metzia speaks about Lifnim Mishrus Adin. What's the case here in Eilu Metzias? Of course you found a lost object. You have every reason to believe that the person who lost the object was already Misyayish. And the Gemara tells the story of Yehuda, Havishakil Viozel Basrei Demar Shmuel Beshukah Dechidaisa Omalei Motza Kan Arniki Mahu. In this shuk, in this marketplace, I found a wallet. What's the law? Omalei Hare Elu Shalo. And the reason for this is because in a shuk where there's so many people going around, no one expects that he'll be able to retrieve his wallet. Surely someone unscrupulous will take it and pocket it for himself. And not only that, in all likelihood, assuming it's an Ir Shemruba Akum, the one who lost the wallet is a guy. And there's no mitzvah Shavas Aveda. But then, Mar Shmuel asks him a little bit further. He says, what if a Jew comes along and he can identify the wallet clearly as his? He says, you have to return it to him. But wait a minute, you just finished saying that there was Yeush and therefore find his keepers. Why are you telling me now that I have to return it? Tarti, you know, how do I reconcile these two statements? That although technically you can pocket it, you're not obligated to return it, it's after Yeush. You found it in the marketplace, in Rishus Harabim, etc., etc. But nevertheless, now that you know who lost it, you should give it back. Lifnim Mishur Sadid. Kihadi Avua de Shmuel Ashkechani Chamri b'midbar Vadrinu l'marayu. The case was that Avua de Shmuel found a group of donkeys in the Midbar, and a long period of time had passed, and yet Adrinal Mariah Lubasa Tresa Yarche. And why did he do so? Lifnim Mishru Sadin. Rabbi Avishaki of Yozel Basrader of Nachman Bishuka de Galdoi. Another case in Rishus Harabim. The Amalei Bishuka de Rabbonin, Amalei Motza Kanarniki Mao, Amalei Arel Shalom, Boyisov Nasbasiva Mao, Amalei Arel Shalom, Alo, Ovalo, Omeid Bitsovech, Nase. Kitzovach al beso shenofal sinoso shetova bayom. So technically, he's allowed to pocket it, even if the owner is screaming and yelling he wants it back. But it's similar to a case of tova bayom. The Gemara has cases at the beginning of a mitzia of objects that were lost at the bottom of the sea, bezuto shel yam. And clearly it was Yeush. But in any event, the bottom line is we see clearly that in certain situations at least, there is a Lifnim Mishur Sadin. The Gemara goes on to tell us a story. Hahu Dayo Deshokel Bisra Beshuka Veshadya Bitsanyaisa. The Beimar Ravin, Osla Kamida Bayam Lozil Shkol and Afshch Varuba Yisrael Ninu, Yishmamin Allah, Krab Shimon Allah, Zafil Brov Yisrael. Should we derive the conclusion that even if most of the people in the city are Jews, nevertheless you're allowed to pocket Shani, Diot the Kizuto Shel Yam Domi? So we have this case which the Gemara equates to Zuto Shel Yam. And the case is a certain kind of a bird, a dayo. Rashi tells you what it looks like and what it's called in old French. But basically, the Gemara paskins that you're allowed to keep this bird. And it's like a case of zuto shel yam. Now, take a quick peek at Tosfos over here. Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Where do we derive, what's the source for Lifnim Mishur Sadin? Quoting a Gemara later on in Daf Lamed, hopefully we'll get a chance to look at that sugya in Bar Metzia. The Gemara derives it from the Pasuk Me'asher Yasun. Nafkalon L'kamon, Lifnim Mishur Sadin. And this is the long drasha on the Pasuk Vodata Lahem. And the Gemara dashin something to include something from each one of these words, and Ashayasun is Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Tema Tosfos asks the following question: To Almaisi Kra Hacha, why is it that the Gemara later on is going to derive Lifnim Mishur Sadin from a drasha, from a pasuk here? The Gemara doesn't even bother quoting a pasuk. Lekamon, he quotes a different sugya, Maisi Krachrina. The Gemara even quotes a different pasuk. Leman Telech Bederech Tovim, Shumi Divrei Kabbalah, it's not even in the Chumash. So we have Asher Yasun, we have Leman Telech Bederech Tovim, and then we have this Gemara which doesn't even quote a pasuk at all. The Eshlomo Tosfos says, the Lomaisi Krod Asher Yasun, Ela B'makom Shachirim Chayovim V'hu Potter. If others in your situation would be obligated, and you have a particular exemption, then you should strive to fulfill the mitzvah that would be incumbent upon others. And that would be Lifnim Mishur Sadin. For example, you have many cases where a Zaken Vein Lefichvodo is potter, but others would be Chayev. And the Halacha strongly recommends Asay Lifnim Mishur Sadin, and that's Asher Yasu. Here in the sugya of Yeush, is there everyone is potter, and therefore there's no real source in the Torah for Lifnim Mishur Sadin. The Lifnim Mishur Sadin, says Tosfos, is Kevon She'eno Mischaser Mamono. When you're helping someone else out and taking no loss for yourself, that's Lifnim Mishur Sadin. But it doesn't have it's not really anchored in a pasuk, because no one's chayev in this case. And what about the Gemara that quotes the Divrei Kabbalah? The pasuk of Derech HaTovim, Oman Telech B'Derech Tovim, Tosfos says, that's a case of Shkuloi Sheshavru Lo Chavis, V'yosalo hefse gadol mishum lefnim mishur sadin ein lo lahafse l'kach ma'isi kra l'man teilech b'derech atovin. So hopefully we'll be able to see the case in Hasochas HaUmnin, but first let's fast forward to the case on Aflamin Omid Beis of Zokin Sheinu Lefich Vodo. The Gemara tells us the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Avikazel Beurcha, Pogabe Ahu Gavra, Davidori Pischa Di Ofe, Osvinu Vekamis Patech, Amale Dolili. And it's a whole long sugi here. And the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was a Zokain, V'Einu Lefichvodo. Nevertheless, Lefnimishur Sadin, he did whatever he could, Lifnim Mishur Sadin. So Rashi explains there in Bab Metzia that the case of Pischa the Ofi was a Masui Shal Eitzim, and somebody asked Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, to help him with Te'ina, to schlep it and carry it and lift it and put it on his back. So Rabbi Shmuel did the following. He says, look, what is this Masli Shal Eitzim? What's it worth to you? And he actually bought it from him, for Palga de Zuza. Now that he bought it from him, he's no longer Chayev to pick it up. However, he was Mafkir them. And at the end of the day, this person who sold it to him was Zocha in it, and once again asks him to help. Finally, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, is mafkir it to everyone to the exclusion of this person. And the Gemara is all dionia whether such a hefker works to the exclusion of a person. And the Gemara finally concludes that in truth, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was not even chayev to help him, because he was a Zakein V'Eino Lefichvodo. The only reason Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi wanted to help him, and therefore he went through this whole rigmarole, and he bought it from him, and he was mafkir, it is all because Lifnim Mishur Sadin. And the Gemara proves that Lifnim Mishur Sadin has a basis in the Torah. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk here in Shmos, Vodata Lehem, Es haderech yelchu ba, es hamas asher yasun, The Gemara dashins Vodato lehem ze beis chayeyem. We're talking about teaching someone a trade. As haderech zugmilus chatzodim, asher yelchbo ze biker cholim. And then the Gemara says, "Bazu kfura v'samas asher yas amas zedin, and asher yasin zu lifnim mishur sadin." So we see here that the Gemara substantiates the response of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi is going lifnim mishur sadin, which is based on a pasuk asher yasin. The Gemara here quotes a statement. An agadic statement of Rabbi Yochanan Locharva Yushalayim El Al Shadonu Badin Torah, meaning they refused to go Lifnim Yishuas Hadin. Tosa says, but wait a minute, Charva Yushalayim, the Gemara in Yuma says, with Neisin Aschinam, V'Yishlam Edahava Garma, that it's both, they both emanate from the same source. If there's Sin Aschinam, then Hamidu Dineim Al Din Torah V'Lo Havdu Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. Out of a sense of compassion, they should have done Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. The Gemara Nasochres HaUmnin says the following, Rabba Bar Barchana Barchanan Tovrele Hani Shkuloi. Rashi says Shkuloi are a group of workers. They're schleppers, they no se masos. And what they did was, they smashed a chavita de chamre that belonged to Rabbi Bar Barchanan. Shaka leglimayu, he took away their clothing, or their kalim, whatever it might be, as a collateral. And then, asu, they came, amru l'rav, they told Rav. And Omalei, Rav turned to Rabbah, and he said, Havalu glimayu, you have to return what you took from them. Omalei dina hachi, is that really true? According to the strict letter of the law? Omalei in, it's really true, because leman telech biderech tovim. The Pasuk Mishlei says that you have to go lifnim mishuras hadin. Is Yoev leglimayu, and he did what he had to do as Rav had instructed him, and he returned the glimayu. Omalei ani anan v'tarchin kuli yoma v'kafinon v'leslan midi. Omalei zil hava grayu. Omalei dinachi. Omalei in v'archos tzadikim tishmar. The Gemara quotes now the second half of the same pasuk in Mishlei, Orchos Tzadikim Tishmar. So now we can come back and summarize Tosfos Lifnim Mishuras Hadin on Kaf Dalet Amud Beis. Tosfos has three categories of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. The pasuk Asher Yasun is where others would be chayev in that situation. You're potter because you're a zakein v'ein lefich fodo. And that's the story here of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. This is a very serious and a very, shall we say, high, a very heavy, intense kind of requirement of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. In the case of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Zakein V'ein L'Chvifodo, and the Gemara anchors that in the pasuk Asher Yasun, Hamas Asher Yasun. Then we have the sugi here of Yeush on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. No one in that situation would be chayav. But however, you suffer no loss by returning the object. And therefore, there's a Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, but it's not grounded in the Pasuk. And finally, we have the third case of the Shaklai in Asokha Sa'umnin, that even though Rabbah was within his legal rights by confiscating their glima and refusing to return to them because they damaged him, and in effect he may take a financial loss by returning the glima, he'll never be able to collect his damages. Nevertheless, based on the pasuk of Leman Telech Bederech Tovim, there's a new halacha here of Lifnim Mishur Sadin, which in effect requires you to take, to suffer a loss. Then we have the sugya at the end of Bava Kama, also a sugya of Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Itmar on Tzadites Amid Beis Hamare Dinar L'Shulchani V'Nim Tzara. So technically, this dinar is worth a dinar. In other words, it wasn't removed from circulation. Rashi says, Hamare dinar ladas im tovu v'yikablenu michadvero. Somebody wanted to pay him up with this dinar. And the dinar is really not something that people would want to accept. You know, maybe it was ripped. Maybe the imprint was a little bit damaged. It was wiped out. Now, what happens in a case where a professional made a mistake? For example, you have people whose job it is to evaluate, in this particular case, coins, and the Uman made a boo-boo and made the wrong evaluation. So according to one Brisa, an Uman in that case is potter. You know, he was taught his trade and he evaluated the way he was taught. But according to another Brisa, an Uman would be chayef for such a thing. Omar Papa Kisanya Uman Patur Kigon de Naku the Isur de Lotzrichal Migma Klal. And the Gemara demonstrates this with a case of Ahi Issa, the Achze Dinre Lirabchia. She showed this dinar to Rabchia, Omar La Ma'al Yehu. And he gave the okay that this is a valid dinar. L'machar asay l'kame, she came back the next day, v'yomerle, and she told him, achazise, I showed it to others, probably in the shuk, v'yomerle bishahu, v'lokanofically. And they refused to accept this dinar, telling us it's a bad dinar, it's not acceptable. Omerle l'rab, zil chalfe niela. And it seems from the Gemara that Reb Chia would have to dig into his own pocket and give her back a dinar which is acceptable. And the Gemara then says that we don't have to derive any conclusions from Reb Chia because Reb Chia lifnim mishuras hadin avad. And the Gemara goes on to quote the Brice that we've seen in the past in Bav Metzia, Ha derech asher yasun, hamas asher yasun ze lifnim mishuras hadin. The question is, how do we fit this case of Rabbi Chia into the categories that Tosus had established? So let's take a look here in Bava Kama. On Daf Kuf Amid Aleph, Tosus Dibri Amaskil Lifnim Mishrus Adin Avad. He says, Hach Braisa, this drasha of Hamas Asher Yasun Zul Lifnim Adin, Maisi Nami Perkel Mitzias, Gabi Zokin Reina Lifichvodo, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosef Lifnim Mishrus Adin Avad, etc. However, Besof Perko Umnun Gabi Rababar Ravhuna Deshakilnu Deshaklinu Liglimayu Danishkuloi Lomaisile. They don't quote this posuk Hamas Asher Yasun Elamaisi Laman Telech Bederech Tovim Meforesh Arimi Olainish Delo Shaykh Lifnimishur Sadin Elabidover Shachirim Chayovim Vizep Potter. Kemo Rabbi Chia, Dehoch Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Yosi b'Elu Mitzius, Aval Bahi de Rav Barav Huna, Ein Chiluk Beinolu Vein Achirin. So let's just take a moment to summarize at this point, take a pause of what we've seen on the Pasuk Vasisa Yoshev Atov. Chazal say, as Rashi Ramban quote, Zup Shar V'Lifnim Mishur Sadin, and this would seem to indicate that Lifnim Mishur Sadin is a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. In many cases in Shas, we saw an obligation of Lifnim Mishur Sadin in Hashavas Aveda. For example, you find an Aveda in an ear, Sheruba Akum, technically you don't have to return it, but Lifnim Mishur Sadin, you return it. We had the case of Te'ina, and someone was a Zaken Veda Lefichvodo, technically he's Potter, but based on the Pasuk HaMas Esher Yasun Zulif Nirshadin, he was obligated in the mitzvah, he had to find a way of circumventing the mitzvah. We had the case of Hamara Dinar Lishulchani, he shows the Dinar to a professional, Venim Tzara, is the Shulchani gave him bad advice, and based on that bad advice, he caused someone a loss. Someone accepted these coins, and then they were worthless. Then the Shulchani himself should pay damages to compensate the person, the client that he misled, and that's Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Again, based on the Pasuk Asher Yasun. The Gemara tells us about the case of those schleppers that were carrying a barrel of wine and they broke the barrel. And in that case, Rav said that despite the fact that technically he doesn't have to pay them for the work that they did, but nevertheless, Laman Telech B'derech Tovim, he should be paid. We saw that Tosfos is sensitive to the fact that there are three different gedarim of Lifnim Mishur Sadin, and on the top was the case where anyone else in this situation would certainly be chayav, and you are potur, you should equate yourself, so to speak, with everyone else, and you should be chayav. And that's derived from the pasuk of Asher Yasun Zulif Nimish Sadin. You drop down to the second level where Tosfos says that technically you don't have to return the object, but since you take no loss, therefore you should return the object. And that's not based on any pasuk. And then we have the pasuk of Laman Telech B'derech Tovim, and that applies to a situation where we go as far as to say as you take a loss. The question that's going to arise here, and this is going to be a major controversy amongst Rishonim, amongst Poskim, is whether or not we can force a person, that's called Kfiya, and compel him to fulfill Lifnim Mishur Sadin. And it would seem that this controversy really touches on the heart of the matter. What is Lifnim Mishur Sadin? It's just a mitzvah, it's a midas chasidus, or is it some sort of monetary obligation? If it's a midas chasidus, you're going way beyond the law, nobody would force you, can compel you to do so. If it's, on the other hand, the background and the mechayev is lifnim mishur sadin, but that engenders a chiyuv mamon. And that chiyuv mamon is subject to kfiya, to being forced. You could be compelled to fulfill your monetary obligation by Beis Din. And furthermore, one could ask the question about the case of Hashavas HaVeda. Let's say, for example, in the case of a Zakein Veda Lefichvodo, where it might be Lefnimish Sadin, is that a Chiyuv? I mean, the Torah says you're Potter. How would we possibly establish a Chiyuv? And then, for example, you would wonder, let's say there was a situation of Lifnim Mishur Sadin for the father, and he dies, would he bequeath that lifnimishus hadin obligation to his yorshim? And then, of course, we have the statement in Chazal that lo charva yushalayim ella al shehemidu dineim al din Torah. And we have the explanation of the Ramban as to what the Asisa Hayoshev HaTov is all about. So again, what we seem to conclude here, at least as a sort of a temporary position, that in situations where others would be chayov, but you have a specific p'tur like Zokin V'eino l'fichvodo. Well, let's say the case of a Shulchani, insofar as he was taught this profession, so we give him, within the framework of his profession, a leniency, but anyone else would be a Gorem Hezek, would be Chayev. There we seem to have the most powerful kind of Lifnim Mishrus Hadin. Because what Lifnim Mishrus Hadin means is, don't exclude yourself, because of your particular individual situation, but rather put yourself into the objective universal chiyuv, and you should therefore forego or forfeit your ptur for the sake of lifnim mishrus hadin, and accept the what the Torah thinks is the right thing to do in this case. The next level would be, as we said before, where anyone else objectively would be potter, for example, in Hashavas Aveda in the case of Ir Sheruba Akum. But on the other hand, there is a reason here to compel lifnim mishrus hadin, because by returning the aveda, you suffer no loss whatsoever. It's not that the object belonged to you and it's no longer yours. And here we don't have the pasuk of asher yasun to remove your particular patur, like in the case of zaken. However, there is a chiyuv of lifnim mishrus hadin, although it's not based on the pasuk, there's something compelling you because you're not suffering any loss. And then we have the third case of a situation where there's money that's coming to you and it's really yours because somebody damaged you, and you give up and waive your rights to claim that money. And here the lifnim mishrus hadin is of a different sort. This is a real midas harachamim, leman telech v'derech tovim, and that would apply to the mice of shkulai, that technically they were poshim, they were negligent in the way they carried the wine, the barrel of wine. Why should Rav be chayev to pay for that out of his own pocket? That's already leman telech v'derech tovim, in a sense of a real midas chasidus. And therefore we come to the conclusion that whether or not lifnim mishrus hadin is just a mitzvah to do good for others, and a midas chasidus and a hoga tova, or there's really a gather here of a chiyuv mamon, whether or not this mitzvah is specific with regard to every situation where there's a p'tur, but now you should be knowing lifnim mishrus hadin as if it was a chiyuv, or is this some sort of general mida of lifnim mishrus hadin? One could really say that depends upon the different madregos that Tosus has presented. And in terms of this major controversy that we spoke about before, whether there's kfir, whether we can force you to fulfill lifnim mishrus hadin, and that seems to be a machlok between the Rosh in Bav Metzia and the Mardechai, it could be that it all depends upon which madrega of lifnim mishrus hadin we're talking about. So when the Rosh says ein kofin lasos lifnim mishrus hadin, it's possible that the Rosh is referring to a situation where no one is chayev. For example, the Hashavas Aveda, the Rambam, in his language in Gzeilu Aveda Perek Yud Aleph, when he speaks about an Ir Sheruba Akum, he says, HaRotzel Lelech B'derech HaTov HaYosh HaVyoseh Lifnim Mishrus HaDin. Harotza means the precondition is that he wills to do it. But that's again a secondary madrega of Lifnimish Hasadid, where no one would be chayav. The Mordechai, in the case of Hani Shukloi, writes, Kaifina lemevat lifnimishu sadinim ayicholus biyado lasos, and this psak of the Mordechai is reflected in many other chachomim of what we call the Rishonim of Chachmei Ashkenaz, and it introduced a whole new element here to the ball game, namely of kfiya, and certainly one could say that the Mordechai would agree that in the case of Hashavas Aveda, there is no kfiya. We can't force him to go Melefnei Mishuras Hadin because no one is chayev in Hashavas Aveda in that case. You might want to do it because, you know, the Baal Aveda is really needs his Aveda back. Let's say he's an Ani. But let's say, for example, that the person who finds it is an Ani, and the Baal Aveda is an Ashir. So what, we're going to force it in that case? The Beis Yosef codifies the halacha like the Rush, that there's no kfiya on Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. But the Ramah quotes two opinions on this question, and he doesn't come to any conclusion. It's fascinating, the Rambam, in a very famous halacha in the fifth parak of Yesod HaTorah, when he speaks about Chil Hashem, he writes, Hakol lufi godlo shel chacham, tzorch lidagdik al atzmo v'yasa lufni mishrus hadin. One of the classical examples in the Rambam's frame of reference of Kiddush Hashem is when a chacham godl does lufni mishrus hadin. But there are two implications here in the Rambam. Number one, that we're talking with the Godlo Shel Chacham. This is not something objective. And number two, well, this adds a dimension of Kiddush Hashem. Based on these beautiful actions that the Chacham Gadol is doing, it doesn't seem that the Rambam would say that we're talking about compelling a person in this nature. And basically, this halacha of Lifnei Mishuras Hadin in the Rambam perhaps is an example, a specific example of the Rambam in Deos, who writes that a person should become a chassid because he should do with Nimishus Adin. So again, the Rambam seems to indicate we're talking about Chasidus. The Rambam in Hilchas Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh writes with regard to Prika and to Ino Zeklal Kol She'ilu Aisa Shaloa Yatoin Uparik Areza Chayav Liton Lifrop Shal Chaveru Vimaya Chasid Vyosa Lifnimishus Adin is then he's Porik Vitoin. But once again, the Rambam always consistently speaks about a level of a chassid, and I would certainly be tempted to assume that the Rambam is like the Rush in Perek El Mitzias, who writes that lo kaifidin le ein kofin lasos lifnei mishuras hadin. In fact, the Rush goes as far as to say that in the case of a Zaken Reina Lefi Chvodo, perhaps he should find some way of circumventing the mitzvah of Te'ina, Velo Yizalzel V'atzmo Misafek, that itself is a Zilzel in Kavod HaTorah if he's a Zaken Reina Lefi Chvodo. And the Lefnei Mishuras Hadin is to spend money in order to circumvent the Chiyuv of Te'ina, but not to go ahead and be mezalzel in his kavod. And the Rush is not going to advocate kfiya, as we saw the Mordechai would, and I don't think the Rambam would either. The Rambam In Hashavas Aveda, in Perkid Aleph, Milchus Aveda writes, Haholich b'derech hatov ha-yoshev yosel lefnim ishus ha-din, machzis Aveda b'chol mokam ha-fapisha eno lefich vodo. So perhaps the Rambam would advocate that despite the fact that he's a zaken shena lefich vodo, there's no iser of zilzel b'torah here, covenant Torah, because he's doing it for the sake of a mitzvah. But I would still submit that the Rambam is not advocating compelling a person to do so. And the Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat Yud Beis quotes the Rosh, Ein kofen alefnim mishrus hadin, uposhidu b'enai. V'tmini al mashakosav amardachai, v'perek sheni demetziah the kaifina lemevi lefnim mishrus hadin. He says, we don't find kfiyah anywhere in Shas. How does the Mordechai come to say that there's a din of kfiyah? And if you look in the Bach there, in Simon Yud Beis, he points out that in the case of Rabba Bar Rachana, if you remember that the Shkoloi broke the Chavis, and Rav said he has to pay them and return the Glima, and that was Lo Telet B'Derech Tovim, it sounds like Rav was willing to force him, to force Rabba to do so. And the Bach says that there's a support here for the approach of the Mordechai, Lachain Pasuka Mordechai the Kaifinin Le. And the Mordechai would extend this to the case of Hashavas Aveda Lefnim Mishur Sadin. And here the Bach equates the Lifnim Mishrus Hadin of Hashavas Aveda in a place with his Yeyush with the Halacha of Chiv B'din Shamayim. I mean, that really upgrades the Halacha of Lifnim Mishrus Hadin by many, many decibels. And then he says, Miu Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef holds, based on the Rosh, the Ein Kofen Al Lifnim Mishrus Hadin. And even though the Beis Yosef was surprised by the Mordechai, but nevertheless, the argument of the Beis Yosef is not acceptable because Hani Uvdi Meir B'Kfiyah. The Bach interprets that these cases, they were kofahim to be noeg lefnim mishrus hadin. And he says, V'chei noegim b'chol bezdin shabi Yisrael lachuf li ashir b'dar dover roi v'nochon. If you have a rich person and he's not going to suffer any tremendous loss here, then we can force him to do the good with Nimishur Sadin. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, although the Mechaber doesn't accept Kfiyah, the Ramah adds that Yesh Cholkim, that after quoting the sheet of the Rosh, that Ein Bez Nichon Lachuf Likanis Lefnimish Sadin, even though it's right to do Lefnimish Sadin, there's no Kfiyah, then he says V'yesh Cholkin, sort of leaving this question up in the air. And if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva in Yud Beis, he quotes the Bach, that the Halacha is like this Yesh Cholkin, like the Mordechai, the Kaifina Lemem Lefnimish Sadin, Imma Yecholos B'yado, he's an Ashir, V'chei Nogim B'chol Bezdin, B'Yisrael Lachuf Li Ashir B'dover Roy V'Nachon, even though strictly according to the Din, the Halach is not like that. And the Pesachei Tshuva claims it's not just the Bach, but that's the opinion of the Shach and the Tumim, that there is a Halach of Kfiyah on Lifnim Mishrus HaDin. Then the Pesachei Tshuva says, "Aval kuli alma modim de ein kofen b'shotim v'nidui." We're not going to use the normal methods of pressuring a person if he doesn't want to pay up, because it's not mishuras hadin. And then he tries to suggest that maybe there's no machlokas here between the Rosh and the Mordechai. We can make it into one happy family because the Rosh is opposed to using the normal methods of kfiyah of shotim to beat up a person. And even the Mordechai, who accepts kfiyah in Lifnim Mishrus HaDin, he's not going as far as to apply shotim. So basically, the person shows up in Bezdin, we tell him, this is what your obligations are, and you must fulfill those obligations, but we're not going to physically compel him. There is, however, one opinion in the poskim, which is quoted in the Piskei Tshuva, and that's the Tzemach Tzedek, who writes that la'halacha kofin al yedei shamta. We could really scare a person and threaten to put him into nidui. And then the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Shev Yaakov. And in the Shev Yaakov, which is in Evan Ezer, Simon Chavtes, there's a diyun here about kfiya on lefnim mishrus hadin, and masharotza rav echol lechayev habaldin mishum lefnim mishrus hadin afin lochuf, based on the Bach that knowing b'chol bezin lochuf lasos tovaroy v'nochon etc. Ein daiti maskemes imo klal. So the Shev Yaakov opposes a certain Rav who went ahead and was forcing someone on Lifnim Mishrus HaDin. And the reason is because even the Bach only said it in the case of an Oshir. The Ramah quotes all the Minhagim, and therefore it's not clear whether the Ramah would advocate in favor of forcing someone Lifnim Mishrus HaDin. And in general, the Ramah advocates, he passes in favor of the first day whenever he brings two opinions. He quotes this possibility that kfiya b'dvarim, maybe everybody would agree you can do to try to force him by words, but beyond that, there's no din of kfiya. That's the summary of the Piskei Tshuva here in Yud Beis of the various opinions as to whether or not this kfiya on Lifnim Mishrus HaDin. If you look at the Mechaber in Hilchas Aveda, he writes in Simon Reish Samach Gimel, HaHolech B'derech HaTov HaYoshev Yosef Lifnim Mishrus HaDin Machzir Es Aveda B'chol Mokom Af Al Pi She'ena Lefi Chvodo. He's not worried about the Zilzul in Kavod HaTorah, but again, we're not talking about compelling him to do so, but HaHolech B'derech HaTov HaYoshev. It's Lifnim Mishrus HaDin. And in that sense, the Mechaber really reflects, I think, the spirit of the law of the Rambam that we saw in many places about Midas Chasidus. The Ramah here, on this particular comment, on this particular psak of the Mechaber, writes, V'yesh cholkim v'osrim lahachzir hol v'yena l'chvifodo. He says he should find a way of paying and circumventing the requirement of Hashavas Avedo or Te'ina, but he should not lower himself, so to speak, in the eyes of the public because Kavod HaTorah is at stake over here. In the case of Ir Sheruv Ba'akum, the Mechaber Paskins in Simon Reish Nun Tes Hilchas Avedo, Hamotzi Chavio Shel Yayim Be'Ir Sheruv Ba'akum, he says that Aval Pisha Min Adin B'Mokum Shurov Akum Mitzuyin is Afilu Nosan Yisrael Basiman in Chayv La'atzah B'tov V'yosho Lassos Lefnim Mishus Adin La'achzir Li Yisrael. However, he says if the Ramah adds, if the finder is an Ani and the loser is an Ashir, is Ein Tzarech Lassos Lefnim Mishus Adin. As we take into account the circumstances, the financial needs or lack thereof of the Bali Dover here before we impose and apply the principle of Lifnim Mishrus HaDin. It's interesting that the Smai here in Lifnim Mishrus HaDin quotes the halacha of Hamasa, the pasuk of Hamasa Asher Yasun. And You may recall that Tosfos in Bava Metzia reserved that drush of Hamas Asher Yasun for the case where others would be chayv and you're potter. Here we're talking about a case where no one would be chayv because there's Yeush here, it's an Ir Sheruv Ba'akum. So I think the Sma may have jumped the gun a little bit by quoting the pasuk of Es Hamas Asher Yasun. If you look in the Shach, he quotes the Mardechai and other Rishonim, the Kaifina Lahachzir Hechad Amotze Osher. If the one who found the lost object that belongs to a Jew in this Ir Shuv Ba'akum is an Ashir, then we can compel him to fulfill Lifnei Mishuras HaDin. Again, that's the Mordechai. We didn't see that in the Shulchan Aruch. We did see it in the Bach. Now we're seeing in the Shach. And there is definitely a school of poskim who would advocate in favor of Kaifinon when it's suitable and it's appropriate to do so. In the case of Prika and Te'inov and Eino, Azok and Shena Lefichvodo, the Mechaber codifies the halacha in Siman Reishain Beis that he's potur. And then he says, V'imhoya chasid, again the word chasid that we saw so often in the Rambam, V'yosel Lefnimishu Sadin, even if he's a Nasi Gadol, he sees an animal, and the animal is just simply falling apart because the weight of the burden on its back is porek v'toin imo. And then the Ramah once again is going to say that not everyone advocates that he should lower himself in the eyes of the public because it would be a zilzul in Kavodat Torah. The Steichemed has an overview of the various shittas. He speaks about Lifnei Mishuras HaDin, whether Kofin Lassos or Ein Kofin Lassos. He mentions the Mordechai. He mentions the Beis Yosef. He mentions the distinction that we saw earlier in the Shvus Yaakov between Kfiya Bidvarim, Lekfiya Bishotim. And he writes, interesting, that Lifnei Mishuras HaDin has the same status as Hider Mitzvah with Aloch Ad Shlish. And that's fascinating that he makes that analogy between two concepts in Halacha, Lifnei Mishuras HaDin and Hider Mitzvah. He goes on to establish that Lifnei Mishuras HaDin is Halacha Midoraisa, and therefore Lo Charva Yushalayim El Al Shalo Asu Lifnei Mishuras HaDin, because we're talking about something that's been a Torah, because if it wasn't been a Torah, they wouldn't deserve such a stiff punishment as Churban Yerushalayim. And we mentioned in the past when we saw the Pesachei Tshuva that he quotes a tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek, and we're talking about a case of someone who finds a wallet in a city of Rov Goyim. And this city and this wallet belongs to Yisrael, who's demanding that he return. He gives a simon. He writes that there is a possibility of kfir, albeit not bishotim, but bidvarim. In any event, the Tzemach Tzedek tshuva has to be taken under advisement. He goes through many, many different details. If the one who finds it is not an ani, and therefore he's not losing anything by returning it, then maybe we should apply Kaifinon in such a case. He goes through other situations where there's a claim that the finder picked it up before Yeush. That might change the situation. And he goes through an entire tshuva here, which we don't have time for now. Perhaps we can summarize this with a statement of the Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss. He was the Greivid. And although there are many, many more tshuvas, but we'll finish with that. And he writes that there are situations in which the halach of Kofin Aleph Nimishus HaDin applies not just to a Yachid, but even to a tzibur, they too, as a community, as a kahal, a chayev in the mitzvah of asisa v'yoshev atov. And therefore, we can force the tzibur to fulfill that lifnei mishur sadin. Okay, then, Rabbosai, this was just a little bit of an introduction. I think we really got into some of the, you know, me'achorei apagur, into some of the real serious issues about lifnei mishur sadin. And the main chakira is what is the gedder of this halach of lifnei mishur sadin? Is it a chova? Is it midas chasidus? Is there kfiyah? Is there not? Would it extend even to the case of an ani? And the three categories of tosfos of lifnei mishur sadin, and whether or not it applies to its tzibur as a whole. But at the end of the day, lo charva yushalayim ela al shamidu dineim al din Torah, with the Ramban that we started with as an introduction, that we as Jews have to learn from the chukim and the edio and the edus, the strict objective letters of the law, how to behave and how to respond in any situation. That's the mitzvah klolis, v'yasisa yoshev etov. The Ramban calls it a dover gadol. It's something that is not insignificant. And Hashem is the Oev HaTov HaYoshi Yiratzen, that we should be zocher to rise to that level of being a people who are Makadi Shem Shemayim and live by the creed of Avas HaTov VaYosher, and that'll bring about a great Kiddush Hashem. Ken Yiratzon, Amen.